With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lights of the Northwoods opens tonight. The light display at Hodag Park in Rhinelander is now in its seventh year. Don Hoppe is the president of Lights of the Northwoods. He says there are lots of new displays created by Scott Campbell. Volunteers have been working since the beginning of October to put it all together.
We were in the park just about every weekend. Actually, we were there every weekend, and we had people working just about every day, actually, doing various things. From getting all the stuff set up, the tunnel has to be set up, the rope lights along the walking path, lights in the trees, the displays.
People can walk or drive through the display every night now through January 1st. Lights of the Northwoods will also be offering events most weekends throughout December. It's free, but donations are welcome.
It's a community event. We can't do it without community support, both in terms of donations to help replace our equipment and also the food pantries and the animal rescues all benefit from parts of the collections that we take in. And, more help you can give us, the better we can do. But it's a big job, but it's an enjoyable job. And it's a lot of fun working with your cohorts there and just putting stuff up. That's what makes it worthwhile.
You can find more details about Lights of the Northwoods as well as other holiday events happening around the Northwoods this weekend at WXPR.org. This month, Northwoods Community Elementary School in the Rhinelander School District was recognized by U.S. News & World Report as one of the best elementary schools of 2024. NCES ranked number 261 out of 1,945 schools in Wisconsin. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke with the school staff.
For Principal Gail Daniels, this recognition is a few years in the making. U.S. News & World Report ranks schools based on state test scores, student backgrounds, achievement in core subjects, and how well they educate their students. Daniels explained that 2 years ago, the school noticed that their students' math scores were lagging behind their goals. They committed themselves to professional development, and the results were soon clear.
We saw a huge improvement in student scores in mathematics. So we thought, okay, our math is doing really well, our kids are being successful, so let's dig into literacy.
That's their focus for this year.
We're working with those students either in small group or individually to help them boost into their skills, along with working with some kids that maybe are on the higher end of the spectrum where they're already successful, but we don't want them to what we call flatline.
The school wants to see progress in each student, regardless of their starting point. Daniel says a new law also contributed to student success in literacy learning. The 2023 Wisconsin law stipulates that all schools are required to provide science-based early literacy teaching. That means there's a renewed focus on phonics, vocabulary building, oral language development, and other science-based instruction.
We have just dove right in, and our teachers are getting on board totally to the science of reading and what we need to do to improve our skills so the students are more successful.
Daniel says it will take a few years before literacy scores see changes, but she's optimistic. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court against incumbent Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. In his campaign launch Thursday, Schimmel cast the race as a chance for conservatives to win back a majority and serve as a check on liberals. Bradley is part of a 4-3 liberal majority that took over control of the court in August. She has said she will run for a fourth 10-year term. Schimmel is a Waukesha County Circuit Court judge currently. He's the first candidate to announce plans to challenge Bradley in the April 2025 election, but other conservatives are considering getting into the race. A Wisconsin-based environmental nonprofit group wants to clarify it is not part of a lawsuit against the state's wolf management plan. As WXPR previously reported, the Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance has filed a lawsuit to invalidate Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. It accuses the Wisconsin DNR of violating the state's open meetings law and disregarding comments from wolf researchers and supporters. GLWA is being represented by Green Fire Law PC of California. Wisconsin's Green Fire wants to stress it's not affiliated with them, even though they have similar names. In a statement, Wisconsin's Green Fire Executive Director Melissa Johnson said her organization does not support, endorse, or concur with the lawsuit. It does support the newly approved Wolf Plan. Wisconsin's Green Fire was formed in 2017 with a focus on science-based management and conservation of nature in Wisconsin. Nacho's Mexican Grill in Tomahawk was close to a complete loss after a fire in early November. They'll be able to get back into business a lot quicker than had been thought, thanks to another restaurant owner ready to get out. When Ignacio Nacho Fuentes, the owner, saw his restaurant go up in flames, it left him down but not out.
Well, we're devastated. It was terrible when we find out I was on fire. I mean, everything happened for a reason. I don't know. God knows only why.
Thanks to a tip from someone who worked in another business destroyed by the fire, Nacho is getting back to business in a temporary location, Randy Bambino's. Randy Van Natter, who owns the Randy Bambino's location with his wife, wanted to retire after his family owned the pizza joint for nearly a quarter century.
A win-win in that respect, where I get to maybe go on to another chapter of my life and then let Nacho take over the building here and hopefully run another still successful business. I know that he had a great business down there.
Nacho said the new location will have job openings and expects it to open sometime in January. In a year and a half, Nacho said he hopes to build a new location somewhere from the ground up. Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree from a northern state forest if they have a permit. The DNR says the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest is among the properties where you can harvest a tree. People can get permits on site at each property's headquarters. The average cost is $5 a tree. Fresh evergreen boughs may be harvested as well with a non-commercial forest products permit. The DNR notes many county forests also allow the non-commercial harvest of holiday trees, as does the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. For national forest land, go to recreation.gov and click on the Christmas tree permit section. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.